Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to remind you that OTRWesterns.com is actually broadcasting live right now. If you go to OTRWesterns.com, look on the right-hand side, you can listen to and request over 1,000 different episodes from shows like Gunsmoke, The Cisco Kid, The Six Shooter, just about everything you can think of. We've got them up there. Again, otrwesterns.com/live, or go to otrwesterns.com and look on the right-hand side. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. The building of the first transcontinental railroad was one of the most important factors in the winning of the West. The railroad was of prime importance to the future of the country, but powerful forces, cattlemen, stagecoach lines, and steamship companies opposed it. Outlaw opposition sprang up, and the Lone Ranger was commissioned by the President to lead the fight against the enemies of progress. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for St. Joe. I'm Silver.
The government was building a railroad straight from Omaha west across the plains and the Rocky Mountains all the way to the Pacific coast. A ribbon of steel to tie the country together. And all over the country, railroad men were busy getting workers to do the grading, to lay the rails and hammer the spikes into the ties. Just outside the sprawling town of St. Joseph, Missouri, close to the river, a railroad agent named Dan Kincaid was talking to a group of men.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm telling you. You'll get good pay and good food. Sign up to work for the railroad and you'll see the West. Clear out to the buffalo country.
Yeah, mister, but what about Indians?
Don't you worry about Indians, partner. Colonel Parkman's in charge of the construction job. He's had plenty of fighting experience, and he's got specially trained soldiers to handle the Crow or the Sioux or any band of Redskins.
You tell him, Kincaid. Who cares about Indians anyhow? I fought at the Battle of the Wilderness. Reckon I can drop a pickaxe and use a rifle anytime.
Yeah. Mister, you're the kind of hombre we want. Come on now, everybody, just step right up and sign. Work for the railroad.
Reckon you can count me in, mister.
Now, how about the rest of you? The main outfit is up at Omaha. The tracks are already laid as far as Fort Kearney. I sign up now, and you get a steamboat ride on the River Queen up to Omaha, then you ride by train to the end of the line.
Mister, it takes cash to ride the steamboat. I can't afford it.
Afford it? Partner, it's free. Every man who signs up here now doesn't pay a copper to ride the River Queen. The railroad pays all transportation.
Hey. I think you gents are loco. Me, I'm heading for California. There's gold in California. A man can dig up more gold in an hour than can make in a year swinging a pick on the Central Pacific.
Don't be a fool, mister. If you chase after gold, you chase a shadow. There's more men starved to death looking for gold than was killed in the whole Civil War. Now sign up with the railroad. Good food, good pay. And you get paid every week. Sign up. Come on. Sign up for the railroad.
Hey. Hey, look out, gents. Here comes a flock of cowhands looking for trouble.
What's going on here, Kim?
Rein up your horses. Get away. This is a peaceable meeting.
We don't like peaceable meetings.
Yahoo! We're on the prowl.
Gangway! Gangway! We're loaded for bear. We're stampeding wildcats. And we'll show our claws. All right, turn over that table, gents. Write them down. Make them dance.
There Colorado. Shines in the moonlight.
It looked plenty quiet.
They're several miles above St. Joe. Miss Barkley ought to be somewhere near here.
We not see her. He must hurry.
That's Miss Barkley's signal, Toto. This way. Come on, Silver.
He must shout. You see ground?
Up ahead, Toto. You notice that patch of cottonwood beside the river?
But
beyond it, look.
That right. You see horse and rider. That Miss Barkley.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. Hello, Miss Barkley.
Hi.
Good to see you again, Lone Ranger.
You're a long way from Omaha.
Yes. I came on one of the downriver trips aboard the paddle steamer. There's been trouble in St. Joe.
I knew there must be trouble. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been necessary if you'd have come to this meeting place we'd arranged.
You've been here every night?
Just at this time, listening for you as we decided.
I knew you'd hear me.
Now, what's wrong at St. Joe?
Dan Kincaid, one of our employment agents for the railroad, held a meeting yesterday to hire more men.
Yes?
A group of wild-riding cowpunchers broke the meeting up, shooting off their guns and yelling like Indians.
Shooting? Anyone hurt?
Not with bullets, masked man. They fired into the air. But a few were ridden down by horses. Kincaid has a bruise on his arm as big as a horseshoe.
Oh, that's not real trouble. Cowhands not mean to make trouble.
That's where you're wrong, Tonto. At least according to Kincaid.
What do you mean?
Well, Dan is certain it was part of an organized plot to break up the hiring of men.
A plot against the railroad?
You know there are powerful interests that don't want to see the railroad completed. The stagecoach lines, the big cattlemen, the steamship owners.
Yes, the triangle. But they're honest men. They wouldn't stoop to unlawful means.
Well, perhaps not, but there may be one or two of them that aren't honest.
Oh, I see.
That's plenty bad.
The railroad needs thousands of men. If this goes on, Colonel Parkman says he won't have enough to lift a length of rail.
Where is Dan Kincaid now?
Oh, he's staying at the Missouri Hotel. That's on the edge of town.
I'll come to Santa where hotel is.
Good. And we'll say adios, Miss Barkley. Todd and I are going to ride into St. Joe now.
But your mask.
It's late at night. We'll be careful.
Oh, you don't know how much it means to the railroad. Having you help us.
The railroad means a lot to our country, Miss Barkley. Without it, the land along the Pacific might become a separate nation. That must never happen. Tell Colonel Parkman he'll get his men. Adios.
Adios. Get him up, Scout.
Goodbye. The Lone Ranger. Somehow, I'm sure he'll help Dan Kincaid.
Sure gave me a start waking me up in the dark, mister. From what you say, I reckon you're a friend.
Fellow's below the balcony with the horses. Tell me the rest. There isn't much time.
Keno, like I was saying, I've got a feeling that little raid by those cowhands was planned in advance.
Who was their leader?
I don't know. It all happened too fast.
Then what makes you suspect?
The way one of the gents listening to me was acting.
One of your listeners?
Yeah. I found out his name later. A fellow named Slade. No matter how loud I talked, he was always busted in with talk about engines or how much easier it was to make money prospecting for gold than working on the railroad. And what's more, as soon as those cowpunchers rode up, he joined in with them, knocking over tables, scattering the blanks for hiring, shouting and yelling.
Slade, huh? He's here in St. Joe?
Yeah, spends most of his time across the street in the river gambling hall. And you can't mistake him. He's got a scar mark on his face like a spur.
Kincaid, how's your shoulder?
Huh?
That bruise.
You sure know a heap, mister. I won't ask you where he learned it, though. I'm a mite stiff, but that's all.
And you're not giving up?
Giving up? Mister, Colonel Parkman sent me out to hire men. You can't build a railroad without workers. Before I give up, there won't be any water in the old Missouri.
That's the way to talk, Kincaid.
I'm starting in tomorrow, and I'll get those men. I'll make right certain I hold the meetings where they can't be busted up anymore.
And you can forget about Slade.
I can?
You can leave him to me.
Oh, I savvy. The way you talk, I'd sure hate to be in Slade's boots. Thanks again, and...
Yes?
Who are you, mister? There's a little moonlight coming in. I can make out your mask.
Perhaps this will answer you.
What's this? A bullet. I don't savvy... Why, jumping fireboxes. It's a silver bullet. You're the Lone Ranger.
We'll meet again, Kincaid.
The Lone Ranger. Mister, it's sure an honor to...
Outlaws, get him! Hurry!
What in blazes?
Otto, he's in trouble.
Where's my guns? I'll help you. Ow! Miss Skip is a dead center drive wheel.
Adios, Kincaid.
Give him what for, Mac, man?
Otto!
Hurry! There's the outlaw! Up on the balcony! Look out, he's jumping!
Good! You land right in saddle.
Ride for it, Toto. There are too many of them.
Come on, get away! Pour a light at him!
Get him up!
Come on, Silver!
Yeah, I came right out here as soon as it got light, Dawson. Those hombres outside the Missouri Hotel was a Lone Ranger and his engine pod, Tonto.
You sure that's Slade?
Sure as I got a spur mark on my face. Like I told you, Dawson, I walked out of the River Gambling House to get a breath of air.
You saw him, huh?
Well, I seen the engine and the two horses. Caught a glimpse of a big gent hoisting himself over the balcony.
That was enough?
It was for me. The masked man's white stallion couldn't be mistook. I've seen that horse before. You'd never forget him. So I figured right away the ranger was calling on Kincaid. I hightailed back into the hall and yelled there was outlaws in town.
Mighty fast thinking, Slade. Mighty slick, too. You figured nobody would know the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. All they'd see would be a masked hombre and an engine. Outlaw as far as they could see. So I got 24 men boiling up, thumbing back their hammers, ready to pour bullets.
You think any bullets hit him?
Nah. The Lone Ranger sailed off that balcony like an eagle making a stoop. Lit right in the saddle and off they went. Too doggone fast for us to do a thing.
Then the Lone Ranger knows.
How much? That's what's worrying me.
He knows as much as Kincaid does.
More, most likely. He can put things together.
Well, we'll just have to worry about things as they come, Slade. Right now, it's Kincaid. Has he left St. Joe?
I don't know.
And we sure busted his meat in High, Wide, and Handsome yesterday.
Yeah, it don't signify a thing.
You think he'll keep trying?
Well, he's no tenderfoot, Dawson. Kincaid don't give up easy.
Well, it's our job to make him give up. That railroad's got to be licked.
Say, Dawson.
Yeah?
Who's paying us?
Huh?
I said, who's paying us?
What do you care? I'm handing you cash to do your best to prevent men from hiring out to the railroad. You got the cash, that's enough.
You're being paid, too, aren't you?
Sure. Me and this whole crew of hombres dressed up like cowhands. What of it?
Well, I'd like to know who the boss man is.
Slade, get this and get it straight. Don't ask questions.
Oh, now, Dawson.
Do you hear me? Do you want your neck twisted some more?
Oh, let go.
You savvy?
Yeah. Yeah. No more questions. Keno, I ain't curious no more.
Besides, Slade, I don't know myself who's paying the cash. I just pick it up at a certain spot with orders, and that's all.
Keno, I reckon I'd better head back to St. Joe and see what Kincaid's planning next.
Yeah, mosey in it. What in tarnation?
It's a steamboat whistle. The River Queen. This must be one of Kincaid's tricks.
Hey, you gents, hit the saddle. Ride your horses. We're heading for St. Joe.
No damage to the steamboat, no fire, anything like that. The reason I had that whistle blown was to collect you men again. Recollect yesterday my meeting was sort of busted up. But I'm going right ahead. I'm hiring men for the railroad. The River Queen's already taken plenty of men like yourselves up to Omaha to work on the railroad. I need 200 for this trip. Who's ready to hire?
Count me in again, mister. I was going to sign yesterday when them cowpunchers rode in here. I ain't changed my mind.
So that's his scheme, Slade. I'll get the boys and bust this one up, too.
Don't be loco, Dawson. It's out here on a horse. You can't ride in on this.
No, I reckon you're right. Come on, let's get out of here while we do some thinking.
Yeah, the way they're signing up, you'll have 200 men inside of a week.
Yeah, once they leave on the boat for Omaha, there's nothing else we can do.
That's what I'm saying. Can you picture how fast a gold rush would bust up this hiring?
One side, mister.
Oh, sure, sure.
Come on, Slade. We'll head for the River Gambling Hall. I've been puzzling my brain, but I can't get any ideas about
it. Why, Jingo Tosser?
What's eating you, Slade?
Just thought of something.
Huh?
Don't you recollect what that stranger said as he was leaving the meeting?
Stranger?
Yeah. Fellow you bumped into as we walked off the wharf. He said, can you picture how fast a gold rush would bust up this hiring?
Well, so what? I don't savvy how you... Slade. Yeah, that is an idea. A dandy. Hey, come on. We got a week. Let's get the boys and get moving. This is one scheme not even the Lone Ranger can lick.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. That evening, Dawson and his band were gathered around a campfire outside of St. Joe. The two men lying flat on the ridge above them could hear only the faint murmur of their voices.
We don't dare get any closer, Tonto. There's not another bit of cover.
That man, Slade.
Yes, he answers Kincaid's description of him. The other taller man is Dawson. He was the leader of those cowpunchers.
How do you know that?
You forget. I put on a disguise this morning and went down to the steamboat pier. Slade and Dawson were there, the whole band. They're planning something, Tonto.
We're too far away to hear what they're saying.
Yes, but we can watch.
Look there. Dawson, go for horse.
Then it's our spell, Dawson.
Right, I'll be back in 3 or 4 days, and we'll be all ready. Adios.
Adios. Kemosabe, him head south.
We're going after him, Tonto. Hurry up, back to the horses.
Dawson, him ride steady.
Yes, he's got his horse at a canter. That means he's going a long way.
And what we do?
Rein up, Tonto.
Huh?
Rein up, steady, Silver.
That's why we stopped. We not follow Dawson?
I'll keep track of Dawson myself, Tonto. Someone must stay here near St. Joe to keep an eye on the rest of them.
That's right. Sladen gang.
Yeah, you'll also have to report to Miss Barkley. And if Kincaid needs
help... Tonto Sabe, you want me stay, huh?
Yes. I look for Miss Barkley along the river tonight. Tell her where I'm heading and why. And don't move our camp, Tonto. When I return, I'll meet you there.
Tonto do it. But Kemosabe.
Yes?
Where Dawson go?
I think I have a good idea, Tonto. Well, the way to make sure is to stay with him. Now, don't forget Miss Barkley.
And that's where the Lone Ranger is gone, Tonto?
That right.
He didn't tell you what he suspects.
No. Him say, wait till later.
Well, suppose Dawson mixes up his trail and loses a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger got eye like eagle. Him follow Dawson anywhere.
Oh, I'm worried, Tonto.
Huh?
That gang is up to something. And they've got money behind them, unlimited money. And they're gunfighters, too.
Oh, that right.
Oh, but if the Lone Ranger says... Oh, well. I've got to see Dan Kincaid in the morning. I hope he's hiring plenty of men. We'll need them.
Yes, Miss Barkley, the hiring coming along right fine. Got more than 100 signed up already. As soon as we get 200, off they go to Omaha.
You've had no more trouble?
No, ma'am. That Slade gent looks like he's licked. Only...
Yes?
Well, I better tell you something. Do you see this?
Why, it's a silver bullet.
Yes'm, the Lone Ranger's bullet.
The Lone Ranger?
Yep. I saw him a couple of nights ago. He said he'd be around just in case.
In case there was trouble?
Uh-huh. There hasn't been any trouble. But the Lone Ranger's gone, and I've got no idea where to. It puzzles me a little.
Hi!
Hello!
Hi!
Steady, Silver! Steady, Silver!
Tonto know the way Silver Town. Me hear you from far off. You lose Dawson?
Steady. Dawson's on his way back. Bringing saddlebags full of gold. I saw him when he got it.
What that mean?
Tonto, I wore a disguise into town one morning, remember?
That's right.
On the wharf, I let a remark drop. I hoped Dawson and Slade would hear me. Well, I'm sure they did.
And what you say?
I mentioned how easily news of a gold strike would stampede all those men from hiring out to the railroad.
You say that, but Kemosabe, that give bad men good idea.
I meant to do just that.
But you...
I wanted to know their plans ahead of time, Tonto. What better way could there be than to give them a plan myself?
Tonto savvy that. But what you do now?
Get ready for them.
Huh?
How close is Kincaid to having his 200 men for the railroad?
Him get last 10 men tonight. Boat leave in morning.
What? Tomorrow morning?
Huh?
Kincaid's a good agent. But I didn't think we could work that fast. That means we'll have to work fast, too. Because Slade and Dawson will be making the final plans tonight.
That's right.
Head for town, Tonto. Find Miss Barkley or Kincaid.
And where you go?
I'll meet you there later. I have a little job of my own to attend to. You got your horse and ride at once. Tell them that they must be careful tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? What do you mean, Tonto? That's when the men leave for Omaha.
And that's what masked men say.
Well, what's this all about, Dan? Is this in your...
He's the Lone Ranger's partner, Miss Barkley. I put my trust in him.
Well, so do I, then. Go on.
Masked men say you get sheriff. Get 15, 20 men for deputy. Tell sheriff him have men on wharf before boat sail. Tell him to watch for men with mark of spur on them.
Mark of a spur?
Huh.
But Slade's the only hombre who's got a scar that looks like a spur.
Well, this mark may be not scar. You tell him.
All right, Injun. If you say so, I'll do it. Now tell the Lone Ranger I'll attend to everything.
Get him up.
Get him up, scout.
To tell Kincaid and woman what you say.
Miss Barkley, was she with Kincaid?
Now, you not worry. She pretends she not know me.
Good. It wouldn't do if she let it be known that she's working for the government with us.
And you take care of where you go.
Yes, look, Tonto.
Huh? Akima, sorry, that's... Tonto think it gold. That fool's gold.
Yes, Tonto. We're going over to where those outlaws are camped. We're taking this fool's gold, and we're also taking these...
Oh, them branding irons.
That's right. Branding irons with a brand of a spur on them. We're going to burn this brand into every man's holster or glove or boot wherever we can.
But outlaw bands sleep now.
All the better. We won't disturb them.
Here, Tonto. These are Dawson's saddlebags. Spread that blanket. I'll pour these gold nuggets out on it. Good. I put the fool's gold in its place.
All done now. Now we put gold in our saddlebags.
Yes. Careful. Don't want to make too much noise.
That all there is?
Good. Put Dawson's saddlebags back.
We get Brandon irons now.
We put them in the fire as soon as we came, Tonto. It'll be hot enough to leave a good, strong brand now. Follow me. Careful. Tonto, stop. All right. He's gone back to sleep again. Come on.
All right, you hombres. Get your boots on and hitch up your guns. You all savvy what we do? We'll ride down near the wharf. You gents will get off your horses and mingle with the crowd, sort of natural-like.
And when you come riding up on your horse...
Yeah. I'll come riding up my horse shouting for all I'm worth. Shouting that gold's been discovered 200 miles south of St. Joe. And I'll yank open my saddlebags and show them those gold nuggets.
Dawson, when you do that, we'll start yelling ourselves. We'll yell, never mind the railroad, I'm going looking for gold.
And the gold rush will be on.
And inside of 5 minutes, Kincaid will be left with an empty riverboat and an empty wharf. His 200 men will be bitten with gold fever.
You know, that's it. Now get ready to ride, you hombres. The sun's coming up.
Hey,
and I
Dawson, don't... what's that mark on your holster?
Huh?
Looks like it's been burnt with a branding iron.
Well, I'll be... So it is.
And Jensen's boot, look at it.
Hey, and mine too.
Hey, what kind of a joke is this? Slade, this here brand looks like a spur. Just like that scar you got in your face. Have you been playing games?
Dawson, I had nothing to do with it.
Then who did? Nothing to me, it's anything.
Dawson, there's a steamboat whistle. The men will be flocking the river. We ain't got time to lose.
Yeah, never mind those brands, never mind nothing. Get your horses, you gotta be there.
Dan. Yes, Miss Barkley. Isn't that right, Sheriff?
Yep. I don't savvy what's on your mind, but my men are on the wharf. We noticed at least a dozen gents with spurs on their gloves and holsters already. We're watching them.
Good. I still wish the Lone Ranger was around, though.
Oh, so do I, but he isn't.
What are we waiting for, Kincaid?
I guess you'd better start talking, then.
Yeah, I reckon so.
All right. Listen. Listen, everybody. Quiet down. There's all you men who are going aboard the River Queen to work for the railroad. And there's a lot of others come down to see us go.
Yeah, we want to see what 200 crazy men look like.
Never mind Slade, gents. He just don't like the idea of anybody working. Now, you men who are going, line up here next to the gangplank. We've got your names and we'll check them off. We don't want to make any mistakes.
What's that hombre yelling?
Gold! He's yelling gold!
Gold! Gold! 200 miles south!
You're lying!
I just come from there, gents. The Delray Creek. Nuggets as big as your fist.
Hey, I heard there might be gold at the Delray.
Stranger, you heard right. I got saddlebags full of it myself. You can pick it up with your bare hands. Here, look at my saddlebags.
Look at
them. Look at them sparkle.
Gold! That's gold!
You better get there fast, gents. The claims will be all gone.
Wait, it's a trick. There's no gold at the Delray.
I believe my eyes, ma'am. Go ahead, go to your railroad jobs. Me for the gold rush.
Sergeant. There's no holding him.
Oh, Dan, what are we going to do?
What in blazes? Look who's coming now.
Come on, Silver!
It's the Lone Ranger.
Teddy Silver,
Teddy Boy. Listen to me. Listen, everyone. This man's not telling the truth.
Why, you...
Don't touch your guns or I'll blast him out of your hands.
You better do like he says. He's the best shot in the West.
Sheriff, will you come here and take a closer look at Dawson's saddlebags?
I'd be glad to, mister.
Sure, go ahead. It's gold.
Gold? It's fool's gold. That's what it is. Fool's gold. It ain't worth a red cent.
Fool's gold? What? I've been tricked.
No, we're the ones who are almost tricked. How about it, you men? Are you working for the railroad?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, Jensen, Harris, the cheeks up. Pull out your guns and start shooting. Yeah, then the spurs get them.
He gets clean.
As the bad men scattered through the crowd, tried to obey Dawson's order and use their guns, the sheriff's deputies were right behind them. The struggle was sharp and brief. In a few moments, the bad men were disarmed, and the Lone Ranger himself had Dawson with his hands raised in the air.
Here's the ringleader, Sheriff.
Thanks, mister. These hombres will go behind bars.
Half an hour later, as the railroad workers were filing aboard the River Queen...
You've done us a great service once more.
Tuttle and I did our best, Miss Barkley. Here's a gold that's in Dawson's saddlebag. You can give it to Colonel Parkman. He'll know what to do with it.
I will.
And when you need us, call on us again.
I will. Goodbye and thank you.
Not goodbye, but adios. Come on, Silver.
Hit him up. Come.
Miss Barkley. Miss Barkley, are they leaving?
Yes, Dan.
Look at them ride. They sure say the railroad a heap of trouble. We're all ready to head upriver in the paddle steamer, Miss Barkley. You coming along?
Yes. Yes, Dan. I'm coming.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.